Hello, and welcome to the Blissfully Unaware podcast for the week of June 30th, 2014. My name is John. My buddy over here is
Bobby.
We're starting this podcast. We love to, whenever we talk to each other, we always think, okay, we have interesting shit to say. So, we thought, why not? We'll annoy the internet with it. We'll have five people listen to it and call us fags.
We'll be like all the other 5 million people that do podcasts.
That's right, but what's the difference between us and them?
We're awesome!
It's true, we're going to make at least tens of dollars.
Yeah, this. 10 doll hairs.
That's right. Basically what it is, it's going to be me, Bobby, and a possibility of rotating cast. We're trying to get a couple of our other, one of our other friends to join in whenever he can.
So-called buddies.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not going to get into that. But
it's a whole nother podcast, man.
That's a whole nother podcast. But, yeah. So, basically, me and Bobby, we are movie aficionados, if you will. We love us some movies. Doesn't matter what kind. Bobby's specialty is, of course, the horror genre.
That is correct, sir. But we don't like those teen homo movies. Action, comedy, and horror.
Now, when you say teen homo movies, call it out. What movie?
Oh, whatever they try to do. The Mean Girls.
Oh, I thought you were talking about a horror movie.
No.
I don't know. Mean Girls was all right.
Come on, just carry on. Carry on.
I like Tina Fey. What's wrong with Tina Fey?
I love me some Tina Fey, but I'm not going to sit there and watch Mean Girls.
It was all right. It was all right. Anyway, so what movies have you watched recently?
Ooh, theater.
Let's go ahead and talk about, I know we both recently have watched
22 Jump Street. That movie had...
Scale of 1 to 10, what would
I'll
you
give it an 8.
Yeah, solid 8. It was good. That movie really gives me respect what is his name? Tatum?
Channing Tatum.
Yeah, it's a hard word to say, man. But it gives me a lot of respect for him because only other thing that I knew him from was that freaking stripper movie.
Magic Mike. Sure has stepped up the game.
You said that quick. Have you seen the movie?
No, I haven't. My wife has.
She has? Yeah. How does that make you feel?
It's fine by me.
Yeah, Amy.
Oh my God!
We're gonna go out Friday night and see us some Magic Mike.
Let's see some Magic Mike.
See some magic cock.
No, but it sure just he's progressing. He's doing really well. He's had some up and downs. He started out, I think, he did a did an episode of CSI. Then he did the Step Up movies. He was a dancer and then coaching.
Oh yeah, he did do the Step Up.
Coaching Carter. Or Coach Carter with Samuel. But
I wish I did see Magic Mike because there's a hot chick in that movie that I want to see. She's naked. Olivia Munn. You know who that is?
I think I heard. Isn't she married to Sudeikis? Or whatever his name is?
Olivia Munn's the Asian chick. She used to be a host on Attack of the Show on G4 back in the day. Back before they got rid of all their good shit.
Which was a Wednesday.
But, yes. But yeah, great movie. Of course, Jonah Hill, great as usual. Yeah, it was just a good sequel. They didn't really do a whole lot of the, what sequels fall into, where they just kind of repeat old gags from the previous movie. It did it a couple times, but for the most part, it was, just all new goodness.
They did really well. They had new gags. The story was basically the same premises. They just go to college, of course.
Which they made fun of themselves for it, because the entire time
all old.
Yeah, yeah.
What are you, old man Weathers?
The entire movie, they're basically saying, well, we did this in the old movie or in the last movie. Let's go ahead and just.
You look damn near 50.
It's like, you got crow's feet and everything, man.
He's squirting ink in my mouth.
That was good. Went over to my sister's house yesterday and watched We Are the Millers.
It's a good movie.
The movie surprised me. It was a good
movie.
It's
underrated.
One scene in that movie, freaking love. Jennifer Aniston stripping.
Yeah, you got to give it up for old Jan Ann.
Oh, my God. She, for her age, man, she looks great.
Yeah, I read an article. She did a little trivia on the movie. She did a... Of course, they had the stripper liaison come in. She practiced, and she got all toned up for her big old stripper scene.
It's a great scene, man. And,
of course, the tarantula biting the dude's ball sack.
God, that was awesome. And did you know that guy, the teen guy, he's English?
Yeah, he had to get the American accent and everything.
Why is it that it seems like Brits can do English or American accents a lot better than we can do Brit accents?
I don't know. Maybe because we're stupid and it's just a lot easier for foreign people to do that. It's probably also... I think it's something to do with our dialect and the way we talk, and then it's the way they...
I like the way you talk. I like the way you talk, too.
Will you be my friend?
Yeah, let's be friends. Some of them French fry potatoes. You got any of that potted meat for sale? I know I've seen that. I saw it in the ad. You still got that potted meat for a dollar, and I need some saltine crackers to go with that. Doyle, you need to shut the fuck up.
So, needless to say, we like to do impressions. I mean, Bobby over here, he can do some freaking Sling Blade all day.
Yeah.
Me, I do a little Forrest Gump, do a little Bill Clinton, do a little Ozzy Osbourne. You'll hear that eventually, I'm sure. We'll do idiotic bits with that. In fact, we probably needed to... here's an idea. Later on, we need to do a bit where Forrest Gump meets Sling Blade.
That's what we'll do.
Now, I killed me lots of people in Vietnam.
Yep. Well, you came over to my gas station and fixing up me a lawnmower, and you came in here and you need some lawnmower blades, but you need to shut the hell up, you retard, and get the hell out of my store.
Well, you know, since I'm a gazillionaire, I'll cut that grass for free.
I don't give a shit. I cut my own grass.
But you see, Bubba was my best good friend. And even I know that's something you can't find just around the cone.
Shut the hell up.
All right. How about we do...
This is comedy gold.
Let's go on with some trivia questions.
Trivia questions. This is a new kind of bit that we're going to be doing. Hopefully we'll do it, you know, once a week, maybe once every other week. But we give the other person a choice of three categories. And the other person chooses whatever category they want. And then we choose five questions from that said category. So, do you want to alternate or just go?
You go through your whole questions.
Okay, trivia time. Slasher movies.
Woo! Bring it!
Okay, question one.
Bring it to me, man. Just give it to me.
What is the highest grossing slasher movie of all time? Now, we're talking box office. Is it A, The Texas Chainsaw Massacre, B, Scream, 3, Halloween, or D, Freddy vs. Jason?
Okay, now all these are the originals, and have they been adjusted for inflation?
Been adjusted for inflation. Strictly box office, but it's also taken domestic as well.
Freddy versus Jason.
Incorrect. No! Freddy versus Jason, I believe, was number 9. Number 1 was Scream with 103.
Oh, mother effer.
Number two, interesting enough, was Scream 2.
Yeah, I should have said that.
You should have said that. Yeah, it surprised me too. I figured Freddy vs. Jason might have been.
Well, I just watched the whole like 4-hour segment on all the Freddies, and what I remember Freddy vs. Jason is that it was the highest within all the Freddies. That's why I said that. I'm sorry, okay. All you horror fans. I did you wrong. I suck.
It's okay. We all.
I didn't give you A, B, or C, or D.
That's fine. That's the only A, B, D, A, B, D, C, whatever the hell I'm going to say. That's the only one that I gave. Well, I thought I'd be nice to you on that one because there's how many? Okay, number two. What is the name of the man that turns into Chucky in Child's Play?
Charles Lee Ray.
Holy shit, you got it.
And the...
Even got the middle
and
name.
And the actor is Brad Dudikoff. He's been doing the voice of Chucky.
I thought about throwing that in for just for a special bit. But
have you seen the Child's Play remake? Or the Curse of... What is it? Curse of Chucky, I think. It's straight to DVD, man.
No,
it took the original writer and director from the first one, and they did this one.
Does it have the actor?
What?
Does it have the original actor in it?
No.
Chucky?
No.
What the hell is he doing? Surely he
That's in another podcast. We'll do Where Are They Now?
Oh, that'd be a good idea.
Okay.
Now, this is a quote.
I totally redeemed myself.
You did. This is a quote from a slasher movie. Let's see if you can guess which one it is. Here's the quote. I'm your boyfriend now, Nancy.
Well, I'm going to go with the character is Nancy Langenkamp, and it's Nightmare on Elm Street.
Holy shit, you got it! That was good. You pulled that out of your hat. Okay.
Or
in the movie The Exorcist.
Okay.
The green vomit that comes out of her mouth.
Pea soup.
Famous scene.
Pea soup.
I'm going to go ahead and give it to you. It's green pea soup. Very good, Bobby. Green pea soup. So far, four.
But you got to give me an extra point for knowing Brad Dudikoff.
If that was part of the question, I would definitely be giving it to you. Because I thought about throwing that in there for extra.
You're so sweet, you are.
Now we're going to go ahead and take it back to the first question. Scream.
Okay.
In the movie Scream, Drew Barrymore's character is asked what her favorite scary movie is. What is it?
She talks smack about Nightmare on Elm Street. So... Okay. It's Halloween. She likes Mike.
It's Halloween! Ding, 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 Bobby goes 4 out of 5. Bombs on the first question, but he redeems himself. Good job, buddy. Good job.
Yeah!
That was good.
Hey, audience, okay. We didn't cheat. Nobody knew each other's questions, so you can get that off your little head.
We asked each other last night which one you want. And, of course, you know, it does make it kind of strange how you bomb on the first question and get every single one. Okay, but you did good. You did good, buddy. You did good.
I wasn't in the right mental state at the time. Okay.
It's true. You wasn't. You're never in the right mental state.
Yeah,
it's
my wife. My wife says that all the time. Okay, your questions, your topic is video games.
Video games, because I'm the video games aficionado.
Well, I went for an hour trying to find some stuff, but I don't know. You're probably going to hate me, so.
Yeah, I gave you some pretty doable questions. You're probably going to, who is the executive director on Tetris from 1992 to 94?
We'll start out easy. I'll go easiest to hard, okay?
Okay, let's go easy.
Are you ready? Question number one. What does the E stand for in ESRB, the software ratings board that determines an appropriate age for video games?
Electronic?
No. Wrong.
Ah.
That is...
Entertainment?
What?
Entertainment?
Bam, bam, bam!
Oh, got it on the second.
Yeah, but you came close. You can only come close in horseshoes and hand grenades.
That's true. That's true.
Okay, we're going to continue on.
Okay, once again, I bomb on the first question.
Okay, here we go.
Let's do it.
This is 90s, all right? 90s video games.
Okay.
What jumping PlayStation marsupial do fans consider the Sony equivalent to Super Mario?
Crash Bandicoot!
Oh, that's correct, Sean. That's correct.
Did you just turn into Adam Sandler? A doobly-doo!
Good job, man. I played that game before.
Thank you. Good game. Good game. I played the first one and second one. And then I think I might have also played the PlayStation equivalent to Mario Kart, which had him in it.
Very good character. Okay. I'm going to go to the next one I think's the next highest, or the hardest, but...
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to do A, B, and C, and D. I'll just do A, B, C, and whatever. How much money has the Call of Duty franchise made? Is it A, $5 billion, B, $6 billion, C, $7 billion, or D, $8 billion? These are all the Call of Duties combined.
$7 billion.
Ooh, you smart guy. You smart man, white man.
What I do, buddy?
Doing pretty good, man. You did redeem yourself.
Can't stump me on Call of Duty, buddy.
That's right. Okay.
Speaking of Call of Duty, we'll pause real quick. You, I know we haven't really introduced ourselves well yet, but Bobby here just got out of the Marines a few months ago. Have you played any of the Call of Duty games?
Honestly, I don't think I've played them. What I used to play was Medal of Honor on PlayStation.
Oh, shit, you're going old school.
Yeah. I haven't played all the Call of Duties, really.
I actually, next time you come down, I need to show you Battlefield.
Yeah.
That game is probably the closest, because Call of Duty's more arcadey.
Yeah.
More of a
I saw a lot of my buddies play Battlefield. It looks pretty good.
Yeah, because in Battlefield, what I like to do, because in Call of Duty, you can't really be a sniper well, because the maps are so small, but Battlefield has huge maps. I like to get in a building and just pick people off from, and it's cool because it actually takes into effect how, you know, if they're too far away, you have to adjust for
windage,
you know, the drop.
Elevation, yeah. That's pretty cool. That's so awesome.
So, yeah, okay. Back to the trivia.
Take two.
So, am I, what, two for three?
Yeah, 2 for 3.
2 for 3.
All right, man. This is probably going to stump you. What okay. was the first video game ever?
Depends on what they mean by video game. Probably going to be wrong, but I'll go with Pong.
No. You are wrong. It's called Tennis for Two, a 2D tennis game created by nuclear physicist William Higginbotham.
It's basically Pong, is it not? Tennis for Two. Boop, 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 boop. I think we need to go to the judges for that one, buddy.
I'm just giving you what I got, man.
I'm just giving you what I got, John. Leave me alone.
Okay, we'll give it to you.
We'll look it up. It's not like we're
it does basically
tonight.
Sound basically. Exactly like Pong. I'm just reading.
I think
what
Pong
this
might be
commercialized.
What system did it come for? What system was it?
It doesn't
on?
Say. It just says William Higginbotham, Brookhaven National Laboratory is thought to have been.
I think Pong might be what came out for like
Atari.
Yeah, for like Atari or.
Okay, this is the last one, and this is the one that I thought you would love. So, here we go.
Get ready to jizz all over your
face. Yeah. Are you ready?
I'm ready, sir.
What video game's mansion was inspired by the Overlook Hotel, the infamous hotel from the movie Stephen King's The Shining?
I didn't know. Resident Evil?
Resident Evil, man.
I didn't know it was based off that. That's cool. I didn't know that. See, you're giving me something I didn't know.
Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo, yeah. 4 for 5.
Speaking of that.
I gave Pong to you. You got 4 for...
Yeah, we're tied. So far, we both know equally in our own categories. Speaking of that mansion that... I think I showed you a trailer of it the other day. The Evil Within.
Yes, you did.
That is going to have its own mansion. Because it's made by the same creator of Resident Evil.
Yeah.
And it's going to have another mansion that looks incredible. That... We're going to have to, whenever that game comes out, it comes out in October, you need to, like, take off, like, a few days. I'll take off a few days. We'll sit down together and play
Or
that
we
shit.
Could wait till November when Dumb and Dumber 2 come out.
That's true. We could do that.
So if you want to, if we want to lead off of that last question and go into our next thing, we can talk about, unless you have something in mind, we could talk about, if you were a zillionaire, what would some of the crazy needs, wants, and possessions you would have?
Okay, I'll let you go first.
Well, I have a whole list, because I wrote this down like 2 years ago. But I'll give you like 3, and then you can give me 3.
Okay.
So, my top, if I had all the money in the world, I would have a silverback gorilla for home protection.
Silverback gorilla?
Yes, he would be trained... Just like any well-trained dog.
Would you teach him sign language? And...
Of course he would know sign language.
Why don't you just teach him English then?
Of course. I would get the best speech therapist.
What I would be afraid of is, you know, you're spending all your time, you know, a lot of time with the gorilla. You know, what if he...
Gets homo for you?
Wants to play, you know, with your banana a little bit. You know, peel it a little bit. And, okay, silverback gorilla. I like that. Home protection.
And so I would go all out, and I would have horror movie full-size models placed throughout the mansion or down the main corridor into the most awesomest badass movie theater, and Steven Spielberg will be my projectionist.
That's pretty good. That reminds me, there is a TV show, something Hollywood, I forgot what it's called. It's almost kind of like Pawn Stars, but it's with, you know, actual stuff from movies. You know, like, they'll get, like a couple things I saw, like, just off the top of my head. Like, they had, like, some of the, like, little puppets from James the Giant Peach that was in, you know, someone's garage because their great uncle worked on it or something. And, you know, like, an actual Jason mask from one of the movies.
And what channel is this
shit like that? It was on Sci-Fi. I don't think it comes on anymore, but it's on Netflix. It's on Netflix. Check it out. I'll look up the name of it and show it to you. You would actually really enjoy
it.
Yeah,
I'll have to watch that.
Okay.
And then my last one, I would say... have a mini gun mounted somewhere awkward, possibly in the bathroom near the toilet.
Just for the hell of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, just have them all throughout the house, man.
Okay. Mine's not going to be as extravagant as yours, but, okay. What I would want is, there's a video game on eBay. There's only, like, a few of them left. And it was from, like, the World Series of Video Games from, like, the 80s. You might have seen the movie called The Wizard.
I have.
And it's something similar to that, where they just take, like, different games at the time, put it onto one cartridge, and if you look on eBay, I think there's one going for, like, over $100,000.
Jeez.
I would have that just for the hell of it.
To cut you out, did you see on that Yahoo article where that guy sold his infamous video game collection? He sold it for $750,000.
What was in his collection?
He had over 11,000 games and then all the systems. He's been collecting it for over 20 years.
Damn, and he sold it for $750,000?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. It was what it was is he had the record, the Guinness World Book record, the Guinness World Record for the largest video game collection.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, you have to check it out.
Okay, so that's my number one, or that's one of them. I don't know, I'm weird with money. Like, me, I don't, like, even if I have money, I don't really like to...
You're a zillionaire.
I'm a zillionaire, you're right.
You're a zillionaire, you can spend whatever the hell you want.
Okay, I would buy the Overlook Hotel.
Just
to chillax there.
Very interesting.
Like, you would walk around. Yeah, you know, bring my buddies over. Hey, that's the room where the old woman's sitting there naked. She's still there.
Hey, the winter storm's coming. Why don't you make sure the elevator shafts are operational so the blood can flow throughout?
Wouldn't that be awesome, though, to own that? You know, just to, you know, so whenever you have, like, a family reunion, you have your own hotel so everyone can stay in their own room, and then they could say, hey, we're staying in the Overlook. Was that a real hotel? I think it was.
Yeah, I believe it's in Colorado.
That'd be interesting. That would be cool just to go see. Speaking of which, there's a haunted hotel in Eureka Springs. Have you heard of it?
No, I have not.
We should go check that out sometime. It's I need to look that up. But okay, so far I've got me an expensive video game
and a huge
Overlook hotel.
A huge ass hotel. That Jack Nicholson will come. And
yeah, he'll come and just hang out. He'll be like, hey, I remember back in the day whenever I was trying to murder my family.
Yeah, you mean...
And then I came to work.
That girl that was my wife, we were doing the scene where we're coming up the stairs and I kept on hitting her with the axe.
Give me the bat. Give me the bat.
Give me the bat!
The Batman. And then I would probably, for my vehicle, I was actually just about to say it, but you said Batman, I would have the Batmobile from...
Which one?
Me personally,
which movie?
I liked... Yeah, I was going to say, it was... You know, the newer ones were cool, but you got to go from, like, the one from the original Batman's movies, Tim Burton's.
Okay. So what you got for me? What you got? What are we going to talk about?
Okay. Let's talk about... let's both just tell, like, one crazy story.
Okay.
Like, just from anything.
All right, you go.
Okay. This is from... It's not really a crazy story. It's more of an idiotic story, because we thought it was hilarious at the time, but, yeah. Okay, so, this was shortly after I moved back to Arkansas, after I lived up there in Oklahoma. And, my sister at the time was pregnant with my niece, and it was only a couple weeks until she was supposed to, you know, have her.
Pop.
And, So, of course, we're, junior high kids. We're idiots. So we're like, you know, we're sitting there at lunch, and we're like, you know, we look at one of the trash cans, and we think, what would happen if we just move this to where the janitor doesn't know where it's at? So we pick it up, we take it, you know, move it to the other side of the building, and just leave it there. And next day we come back and it's there. I'm like, okay, we'll just keep moving them. We kept taking trash cans from different parts of the building and just moving it to random places. There was one, you know, one of the trash cans that looks like R2-D2 that was out of the bottom of some stairs. We took it to the top of the stairs, left it. Shitty thing is, whenever we got out of class, we saw that somebody had kicked it over. And we're like, oh, shit, that's... Hopefully don't find out it's us, because that'll come back on us. Well, then we decide, okay... We took the one that was outside of the cafeteria. We're just going to move it to the opposite end of the school. So we're doing that. And all of a sudden we hear, Okay, the janitor at the time, her name was Nancy, and she had the weirdest shaped body. She was fat on top, like, gut was pouring out little chicken legs. Like, I don't understand how her little twig legs carried that 400 pounds that she had on top. But all of a sudden, we just hear, "You two!" And it was me and a buddy of mine, his name is John as well, and so we got caught, so we go to the principal's office. Now, there was six of us that was doing it. Me, that guy John, my best friend Josh, another one of our friends named Josh, guy named Justin, and guy named James. Now, he basically, when we go to the principal's office, he's trying to get us, because somehow he knows that there's more people that was doing this. So he's trying to get us to rat. And, of course, you know, we're in there individually. I wouldn't rat him out. And, of course, he sits there and calls my dad. And like, I hear him go, "Oh, is this Mr. Kinsey?" And I just hear my dad on the other end of the line. So, I barely hear him. Like, "Well, I've got your son here in my office." You just hear him going. He's like, then he tells my dad what's going on. And, you know, of course, I don't rat, I go out. And buddy John rats out a guy named Justin.
So weak.
Who was the one that I helped. Yeah. Justin's the one that I helped me bring up the one from downstairs. Justin rats out someone else. James, I think. And then my best friend Josh, he just ends up turning himself in because he's afraid that someone's going to rat him out. So basically at that point, you know, we get six people together. There's a couple other people that didn't get turned in or didn't turn themselves in, Cody and Chris. But the only people that were caught, basically, we all our names started with J. So they thought that we were some type of gang. Like, you have to have the name Jay to be in this trash can, which we call ourselves the Trash Can Bandits, by the way. So after school, for 2 weeks, we had to pick up trash, which it actually turned into we were making money because each one of us, when we were picking up trash, found money on the ground. I found $20. Buddy of mine, two or three different days, found like $5 one day, $10 one day, $5 another day. Like, all of us were just making money. We're making bank.
Dollar bill, y'all.
We're like, okay. That's right. And what we would do is, you know, we were each given a trash bag in a certain area to pick up. Well, what we would do is, of course, there's no one watching us. All we would do is just go to, like, the area where all the buses would park.
Mm-hmm.
There was a bunch of cardboard and shit. It was a black trash bag, so we just filled this fucking thing up with cardboard. And at the end of the day, we meet up with the janitor and just throw it in, like where she chunks the trash. And all we would do is we'd all meet up over there, fill up our trash bags with cardboard, and then we would go to this little park that was nearby and just bullshit. And so was the last day that we're picking up trash, and of course, 15 minutes before, my dad pulls up and said, "John, get in the car, your sister's having the baby." So I had to jump in the car, and 15 minutes until I was supposed to leave, they made me do another day because I didn't finish my thing. But yeah, oh yeah, the day that I went to the principal's office, I was really excited because, the previous weekend, I had gone up to Game Exchange and bought Resident Evil 2. Because the only time I'd ever played it was over at your house that one time. And I'm like, okay, I want to go ahead. And I bought it, and I'd started it. And I was excited to go home and start playing. I go in there. Mom had ripped out my PlayStation. So you're not getting it back until you're done picking up trash. Which I ended up getting it back because the day before, or the day that my dad picked me up was the day before spring break. So I just said, "Come on, Mom, I was supposed to be done by now." You know, if Courtney wouldn't have got knocked up, I would have been able to my stuff. But yeah, that was the story of the Trash Can Bandits.
Okay. Trivia question. What novel has a character named the Trash Can Man?
The Stand.
The Stand.
Good question. Good question. Stephen King.
If you haven't read it, read it!
It's true. Okay. Crazy, stupid story for you. Go.
Okay, one I decided was, there was three of us. It was myself, another buddy, and one of my buddies. This story kind of revolves around him. His name for this sake is going to be Jables. So we're walking from where we lived at the time. This was in Okinawa. So we were headed to lunch. And for some reason, he just says, I'm going to tell you something. If we all end up together somewhere and I die, this is my last wish. This is my dying wish. And I wrote this down a few years ago because I thought it was hilarious. So I'm reading it verbatim as if he told me on that day. This is what he told me. He says, quote, unquote, I don't want to be cremated or buried 6 feet under. No, nothing normal. I want you three to take me, dress me up as Santa Claus, buy 250 puppies, 2 pounds of water charges. I've always wanted to go skydiving, even though I'm afraid of heights. I want to go out with a bang. He says, get my dead, bloated ass up there about 3 miles high. Drop me out of the plane with my ass plumb filled with 2 pounds of charges. 3 seconds after I drop, send out the care packages of puppies. This is what I want the headlines to read, he says. Slaughterfest of Cavanaugh Hill Elementary. If the timing is right, we'll smash. Then the kiddos will get a bloodbath of chaos. And then he smirks with a hellish smile as he walks into the restaurant. So basically, if you take the picture, you see, if you were the little kid playing on the playground, you see Santa Claus and 250 puppies falling from the sky. And once they get about 50 feet above the ground, he will explode from his water charges and there will be rain and blood. So imagine as you're a little kid, you're looking up and there's a bloodbath.
Now here's the question. Would he save it for Christmas Eve?
I'm sure he would, knowing that sick, crazy dude.
Oh, God. What the hell's wrong with Jables?
Well, if you considered Okinawa, if you've been to Okinawa, we call it the happy prison. We get shelter and we get food, but it's a happy prison.
It's a happy
prison. So you think of the very crazy, sick, twisted, sadistic type things, such as Jables' one last wish. So that's one I would thought I would talk about, because I thought that was very odd, and I don't think too many people would think of that.
No, they would. So, the thing is, okay, so he's dead. Yeah. So his life goal is to scar many children.
Yeah, that's, yeah, exactly.
That sounds like a guy I want to meet.
That's Jables.
Okay, let's talk about some celebrity gossip. What's some gossip that's going around on the Yahoo News?
I just read it today. Robert Downey Jr.'s son just got a narcotics charge on his ass.
Oh no! Like father, like,
like
son,
father, like son. He is. All I glanced at it, and all I saw was a quote from Robert Downey Jr. says, "I just hope he doesn't go down the path I went down."
How long ago was it that he cleaned himself up?
It was probably a year or so before the first Iron Man started production.
Damn.
Because he was going down the shitter.
Let's see, anything else exciting going on in the entertainment news?
Oh, I'm sure there is.
Well, let's go ahead and talk. I know several times I doubt any of them are going to make it to the light of day, but we've done a couple other podcasts. This isn't our first one. One we did kind of a test show. The other one, I fucked up and lost the audio.
Where'd it go, you piece of shit?
But we were talking about the new Expendables 3 that's going to be coming out. And, of course, that has like a dream team cast of all action heroes that we grew up on. With that in mind, you have a dream team movie cast. What would be the type of movie? Who's your cast?
Oh. Okay. Well, I have been writing a treatment slash plot summary slash wannabe script type thing for... Mine would be... This would never happen in our... It would never happen. But the movie would be titled Cleansing the Wicked, and the dream team would be all the top contenders of the horror genre realm. You would have Leatherface, you'd have Michael Myers, Jason Voorhees, Freddy Krueger, Leprechaun, Chucky. You would have all the big timers, and what I see them would be, they'd get together, and Rob Zombie has to recruit these guys, and what happens, they get kicked out of hell, they come back to Earth, and they have to go through this year-long rehabilitation, and Dr. Rob Zombie's their therapist, and they're just totally stripped of their identity. So they're still the guys we know and love, but they're just stripped, and they're humanized. So they drop their powers, they drop their weapons, they get face surgery, reconstructive surgery, so they actually look normal. And they go through rehabilitation, and like I said at the beginning, you know, Satan's kicked them out of hell. Go. Satan kicked them out of hell, and so they go through the year-long rehabilitation, and Rob Zombie has to get them through their certain stages. They go... They're stripped of their powers, they're stripped of their weapons, they're just humanized, they get reconstructive surgery, but we still know them who they are. They're easily identifiable. And I just see them... What had happened is that Satan decides that there needs to be a genocide on Earth, so somehow it gets through to our realm and whatnot, and what has to happen is that they come together. They basically redon their personalities for when they were evil. They get their weapons, they get their power back, and of course demons are coming on Earth. So they're evil guys turned good, working for the good, versus evil now. So it's kind of oxymoron, flipping the switch. They're working for us now, they're good, so they're the ragtag team smashed together. It's kind of Avengers meets Expendables meets Ghostbusters meets all the horror movies, and you smash them together, and they become such a close-knit group that it's like Band of Brothers. They're ragging on each other, they're cracking jokes, they're doing stupid shit together, basically military-type guys. And I think that would be very... very interesting to see. I believe it'd make a lot of money. I know that the rights for all those films, it would never go into one production. It would be a holy nightmare.
That's fun to talk about.
I want to write the script. I would love just to write the script and bullshit about it. But we also thought about having the YouTube videos, the series of...
With us starting this podcast, it's kind of getting our foot, you know, starting with, you know, we're going to be putting this podcast on YouTube. I'm also thinking about seeing if there's a way I can put it on, like, iTunes or something. But with us starting, like, a YouTube channel and that kind of stuff, what we're wanting to do whenever Bobby, which I don't think we said, but me, John, I live in Northwest Arkansas, and Bobby's living right now in... LA County, California. And yeah, so whenever he's planning on, whenever he finishes up college and his wife's contract with where she's working ends, that they move back up here. Whenever we do that, we've had several ideas for like little YouTube skits So with this channel that we're going to put in our stuff on, we're going to be adding on to that. Right now, we just kind of want to get our foot in the door, kind of, you know, introduce ourselves, what kind of crazy shenanigans we like to talk about and whatnot.
Well, shenanigans we are.
Shenanigans. Say shenanigans.
Shenanigans. Can I get the liter of cola?
A liter of cola. but yeah, my idea would be, I was just kind of thinking about this the other day when I wrote that question out. What if you got like all the famous actors of the day, and you get their most famous role? Like you get Tom Hanks as Forrest Gump. You get Daniel Day-Lewis as Bill the Butcher from Gangs of New York. And you just, you know, Leonardo DiCaprio from, what would you say his most famous movie is? Titanic?
What's Eating Gilbert Grape?
What's he eating? Why not? We'll bring him back from the dead. And you know, just get all the famous actors of the day, you know, or of all time, you know, get like Robert De Niro as, you know,
say their top grossing character.
Yeah, we'll say that. Or the most popular character or something, you know, like Taxi Driver or something. Yeah. You know? And you just get them all in a movie together as their characters and hash that. That would be freaking hilarious.
But what would be the plot? What would be driving them to come together?
I haven't gotten that far yet. I just said Dream Team Cast. I didn't say what the script was.
Okay, that'd be pretty good. So, saying that, I've got a question for you.
Go for it.
If Forrest Gump had a sequel, what would the plot be? What would he be going around doing?
Okay, so, I believe it ended in the 80s, whenever his son started school, shortly after Jenny died.
Jenny!
So then we... Okay, let's flash forward. It is now, we'll say, 2001.
Okay.
We'll take all the famous plots, you know, all the famous stuff that's happened from now until then. We'll say that he met Kurt Cobain from Nirvana at one point. You know, kind of like the scene from Elvis.
Yeah, yeah.
He meets Elvis, you know, whatever. What would he be doing? He finds out that he had another son with Jenny, a daughter, and he found out that she lives in San Francisco, so he's going to San Francisco to meet his daughter. So of course it would be something similar to, you know, instead of sitting at a bus stop, he's sitting in a
coffee shop,
airport terminal, waiting for his plane, and he's talking to different people, and he's going through all these different things that, you know. You know, you bring up, you know, 9/11. You bring up
Steve Jobs. Maybe he's the
Steve Jobs. He's definitely going to be meeting Steve Jobs. Oh shit! What else?
He's talking
Osama bin Laden.
He's talking to Steve Jobs. And he's like, "What if you had this pad? You know, it's just you have it and you could do everything. I'm sick and tired of these big ass computers."
I once worked with Apple computers, but now all this stuff's getting confused, and if I just had one little thing in my hand, it'll be real good.
I just love simple. It's in a day and ice cream.
And of course, I don't know. That's just what I came up with off the top of my head. What about you?
I could go with that.
That'd be interesting. You know, it'd be basically always somehow Forrest Gump finds himself in the middle of everything that's going on.
So imagine Quentin Tarantino took it and made it rated R. So you Tarantino the Forrest Gump sequel.
Okay. How do you see that going?
I see it.
Was Forrest Gump rated R?
No, it was PG-13.
Was it?
I'm pretty sure.
I'd
probably bet.
What's the rule for between, like, with swearing and stuff?
I
Like, they can only say fuck once, I think, right?
They change it all the time. I haven't looked in a long time, but it's you can only show, like, backside if there's nudity. The sex stuff has to be basically implied. You can't really see much, if anything. But I know on TV, they're starting to be able to show a lot of stuff, even if they get an MA rating. That's quite shocking of what they can show on TV now.
Yeah, I remember back in the early 2000s or something when, what was it, NYPD Blue said shit on, like, after 9, it was like, it has to be after 9 o'clock and whatnot, but he actually said shit on, and then South Park made a whole episode.
And then also there's a Seinfeld where Jerry says the F word three times throughout.
Yeah, to the little kid.
Yeah, about the yogurt.
Because the little kid, like, grabbed his tape and started shredding it. It's like, what the fuck are you doing, you little piece of shit?
What the beep, you little beep?
Oh, it was fucking hilarious. Which, by the way, another thing, you know, we're just introducing ourselves. Let's get one thing out of the way. Seinfeld's the best comedy of all time. We don't care what the hell you say.
Yeah, we really don't.
And eventually, down the road, we're going to do a full hour on nothing but our other favorite show.
Breaking Bad, Walter White.
That, to me, is one of the best shows of all time. One show that I wanted to try to... My next show that I'm going to drill into your head, because I had to drill Breaking Bad into Bobby's head. he took... Because I brought it up to him about, what, once every time that we talked?
Yeah, and a couple text messages.
We texted to you, yeah.
Watching Breaking Bad yet?
No, not yet. But the second that you watched it, you're like a meth addict. You were hooked. You were hooked on the Crystal Blue Persuasion.
But what did I tell you, though? I told you, I said, I'm wanting to watch with Chelsea once Chelsea gets time with it and everything.
The second she got time, you guys knocked it out in a couple weeks, didn't you?
Yeah, probably 3 weeks.
That's just, I actually saw an article where Breaking Bad is the highest binged watch show of all time.
Well, the way the writers did it, the way it was shot, it just, you wanted more.
But yeah, my next show, I'm going to start drilling into your head. Game of Thrones.
Man, I don't know.
What's your reservations?
Everybody tried to get me to read Lord of the Rings, watch Lord of the Rings, do the Harry Potter, watch Harry Potter. And those fads went out and all that. And then this, I don't know.
Is it just the time period?
I have a big...
The difference between Lord of the Rings, Harry Potter, and this is, you know, with Lord of the Rings, it showed some violence, not much. You'll get your blood thirst.
My bloodlust.
That's right. You'll get that with this. Lots of blood, lots of gore, lots of nudity, lots of sex.
Yeah.
And I showed you that one scene the other day with the Viper versus the Mountain. You like that, I know you did.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
And there's a beginning of the series, I think it's the first season, the Mountain, the character that, you know, knows, I don't want to spoil or anything for anyone who hasn't watched it yet, but this is from the first season, so if you haven't watched it yet, go fuck yourself. But the Mountain, which they've had to recast him 3 times. The first time he was just really tall, I think. The second time he was just really big, and now they found someone who was, you know, tall and stout. But the first season, the Mountain, you know, the character was in a jousting competition or fighting competition, and his horse, something happened to his horse, like his horse tripped or something, made him lose. So he gets that big ass sword that you saw him with. Gets his big ass sword. Cuts the horse right in half.
Somebody's got an anger issue.
He's got an anger issue. Like, whenever I saw that, I was like, holy fucking shit. And then there's this whole other aspect, which they haven't really had the chance to delve into much yet, but I think later on it's going to be I'm sure you've heard the phrase "winter is coming."
Yeah.
Or you might have seen memes and stuff. Well, what they mean by that is there's these things called White Walkers, and they're basically like zombies, and yeah, they're coming into the show eventually. But yeah, it'll be good.
Oh, so they're not in it yet.
They're in it in parts, but not much.
Okay.
But we are about at an hour, so I say we're going to go ahead and cut or stop here. And hopefully, what do you want to make this, a weekly or bi-weekly thing?
We could go whatever we want, man. Whatever we feel like, whenever we have time.
We might do two in 1 week. We might do one in a month. You never know. But like I said, if you like it, you know, down there in the like button, whatever the hell it is.
Do the thumbs up.
Like and subscribe. It really helps us a lot. But yeah, this has been John and Bobby with Blissfully Unaware. Any final thoughts, Bobby?
Yeah. I love everybody. And
aw, we love you.
I want y'all to continue to listen to us because we're going to be the next best thing.
Now we are. All right. Goodbye. Peace out.
A-Town.